How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Job Search. I'm Amy L. Adler, a 5 Strengths Career Transition Expert. I'm Executive Resume Writer and Career Coach. And today I want to talk to you about the length of time it will take for you to complete your job search. So many people reach out to me and say, how long is this job search going to take? And you yourself might be thinking, well, this executive job search that I'm in is taking way too long. So how do you know? How do you measure whether it's been going on too long or not long enough, or whether the effort you're putting in is worth the time that you're spending and that the outcome is where you expect it to be? So the question, yes, am I spending too much time on my job search? So that usually comes from a position of I've been doing so many things in my job search, yet I'm not really getting the ROI I expected. So it's been said that a job search will take as many months as there are tens of thousands of dollars in your salary. So if you're making $450,000 a year, just for the sake of argument, you could be spending, according to this model, almost 4 years looking for a job. Now that seems to me to be a little bit outrageous. So let's figure out today some ways that you can both determine whether you're spending your time appropriately and then what you can do to shorten that job search in the long term. So the biggest mistake you can make and that will lengthen your job search tremendously is not to have a focused target. If you're looking at multiple arenas, that is not the time to be actually engaging with hiring executives. So if you're a sales operations guy, but maybe you're looking over here at some other type of leadership role, but your resume talks all about sales operations, they're not going to understand why you're applying for that position. If you're applying for a finance role with a sales operations resume, that's a clear mismatch and you're just going to get rejected. But the act of applying for jobs is going to feel like you're doing a lot of work. I call that getting on the hamster wheel because you're running and running and running, but you're not really moving the ball forward. So your plan then has to include a real sense of focus. So do all of your thinking up front about the kinds of things that you want to do, target all of your materials to that goal, and then put it out there. So if you're a sales operations guy, but you want to go into finance, start looking at all the things that you have done relative to financial operations and financial management and start crafting a resume toward that goal. And at the same time, start broadening your network so that you're talking to the right people about the things that you want to do. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is make sure that the tools and techniques you're using are appropriate for where you are in the life cycle of your job search. So in same thing, in the early stages, do more of your thinking upfront. Your job search is going to take a certain amount of time, right? So if you're going to spend this much of the time doing the thinking and this much of the time on the execution, that makes a lot more sense. That makes a lot more sense because you're using that 20% of your time or whatever it is on the front end of that job search to execute on the strategies that you've been concocting for a long time. And that's really important. Then I would also say, don't apply to hundreds of jobs. It's an ROI killing exercise. So in that 80% of the time that you're spending doing your thinking up front, you're not applying for positions. You're thinking and you're learning and you're engaging with your community so that you can have a better sense of what that audience is looking for, so that when you get to that 20% where you're actually engaging in the hardcore aspects of job search, you're going to see a lot of return. So I wrote this blog post that became very popular, actually, that said you should only apply for 6 jobs. I don't know if 6 is the right number, but it's certainly not 100. And if you are thinking about that 80% of your time up front effectively, maybe there are only 6 jobs or 10 jobs or some number or some small number of jobs out here that you're going to apply for. But man, oh man, are you going to be the right one for those roles? And your hiring executives are going to see it too. So let's now talk about how you know you're being efficient in your job search. Rather than making mistakes, how do you know you're getting the right things done? So thing number one is make sure that you're executing, on the one hand, a very broad networking strategy. So you're talking to lots of people, asking everyone you know interesting questions about what they do and their businesses and their industries, just so you can be insatiably curious about what they do and generate a good sense of the broader vision of what those industries and what those people are doing. At the same time, start getting really focused. Once you start learning about what those people are doing, start to home in on the things that are interesting to you and that maybe you can find a way to get a foothold so that you can start talking to people who ultimately are going to be doing the actual hiring for the roles. And the other thing is, this will absolutely increase your credibility. So becoming a human being in front of people with advocates, like your colleagues and coworkers and so on, former professors or former teachers or former conference presenters, people who know you, because no one in the history of the universe ever hired a resume. So you have to be a person, because that's who they're ultimately going to be interested in learning more about. Finally, make sure in that 20%, after you do all your 80% of thinking, that 20% is reflected very, very clearly in your career portfolio, your resume, your LinkedIn profile, your cover letter, your executive bio, any of the other materials you might be developing. Make sure that the message that you're giving there matches everything you've been saying all along as you've started to narrow in on that point where you're ready to execute in that 20% of your time. If you can match those strategic needs between what you are doing at every stage of the process with what hiring executives are expecting, your executive job search should not take 1 month for every $10,000. It should take a lot less than that. But you'll know. You'll know if you're not getting interviews. You'll learn where those bottlenecks are. And you can always ask questions of experts to figure out where your thinking might have gone off the rails. But my expectation is, if you're following this very sort of carved out path, very thoughtful and specific path toward your ideal goal, then you'll have no time. You'll spend no time at all looking for and achieving the job that you're looking for. Again, I'm Amy Adler. Thanks for listening. I'm an executive resume writer at fivestrengths.com. That's fivestrengths.com. And you can reach me at 801-810-5627.